You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Yes, welcome. It's been a very, very long time. And what we've been trying to do is think up a way to refresh Formal Shark Let's Drink. As you can probably be aware, the audio is a little bit different because today we have gone from the studio. We are now in my kitchen. How are we going to refresh the show? We'll tell you about that and then we'll get straight into the actual proper show. There's now going to be three parts to it, to an episode that will be individual shows to download. You can consume them however you want. We're not going to be dictated. If you want to just listen to one of them because you love one feature, then do that. If you want to listen to it all in one go as a big binge, or you might want to separate because the idea is they'll come out once a month, so you might want to split them up throughout the month. That's the idea. So the first part of it is going to be we're going to cook with food. We're then going to have three beers to see which one pairs best with the food rather than the normal review that we used to do. And then we'll do a sum up and some...
Talk some shite.
Yep.
There. So, first section is making the food, preparation.
Well,
I thought
that there's more key moment that you're meant to do. I hope you haven't forgot. Bring along a beer to drink.
So, because I wasn't fully prepared, we are stealing this from your fridge.
Yeah.
This is...
I thought you were going to lie to them as if...
I wasn't going to lie to them. I'm not starting a pilot off by lying.
It's not going to be Blue Peter in the socks incident.
No. So this is a 330ml can by Stone Brewing. It is Stone Godu IPA. It is 4.7% volume and bought from somewhere.
Tesco's.
There we go. So this is available in the supermarket. So if it's good...
Yeah, well, that's it.
We're, you know, everybody can have it.
So we'll just pour on the beers and then we'll drink it while we're going.
That's nice, IPA colour.
Because you want to drink while you're cooking. While he's doing this, I'll explain that the idea of this food is it should be quite simple and it should be food that you think is sorted. So today's food is we're going to be doing some honey chili wings that are really good for if you've got a load of people coming over and you just want to feed them relatively cheaply and just get loads of sticky chicken all over you.
Yeah. This so food, they are chicken wings.
Yeah, yeah. They're not ribs, like I almost said. This is cooking, but it's not a cooking show. If you want to learn how to cook, there's a bloke called Jamie Oliver on the telly. There's Gordon Ramsay.
It's
bitsy
food, doesn't it? Yeah. This is the way he talks.
You know, there's a Saturday morning one with Rick Stein and things like that. So if you want to learn actually how to cook...
Or there's the one in Channel 4 where it's like if we had a cooking show.
Yeah. We've got a cooking show now.
We've got a cooking show.
But it's not on the picture box. It's on the internet radio where you download it.
Download it.
So, first thing we're going to do is prepare the sauce. So.
Ooh, saucy.
So we've got a bag.
Not like a Tesco's bag for life.
Yeah,
like
it's just a bag. I forgot we're going to explain everything to everybody.
Because I don't want them to think we've just got like a Scrappy Morrison's bag from outside.
It's like doing it for the blind, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what you're going to do is get the honey.
Yep.
In here is
half a jar of honey.
Half a jar of honey. Yeah, I mean, bish bosh bash in
there. We're putting like a whole half a jar.
Yeah, half a jar in. Okay. Do you like honey?
Yeah.
I love honey.
It's... runnier than I expected. But yeah, that's generally because honey in my house goes a bit hard. We've usually had it for ages.
Well, you can buy hard honey. It's just if you have that hard
so
honey.
This is soft clear.
Yeah,
honey.
Soft clear. The cheapest of the cheap. I think it's about 90p from Tesco's. This show is not sponsored by Tesco's.
No, I mean you could use any supermarket.
Yes, because the wings are from Morrison's. Because Tesco's didn't have it, Mr. Tesco's. No wonder they're not doing very well.
No, they're doing perfectly fine.
So since it's the end half of the jar, what you can do is put a little bit of soya sauce in, swirl it round a bit. This is what I do. Put a little bit of soya sauce in.
Uh-huh.
Grab that.
And just shake it a bit.
Because we're trying to get the very last bit of the honey out because I haven't got much honey. So, and then I normally put about half of the soya sauce in. So while I'm doing that, do you want to chop that chilli?
Yeah.
So we're putting one chilli in because that's what we have. You can put as many chillies in as you want.
How would you like me to chop it?
Oh, I should really explain that. Into like chunks, like little chunks. About half a centimetre by half a centimetre,
okay,
something like that.
Something a bit like that.
Yeah.
But then like half them again. Yeah?
Yeah. See, I would have done it in strips and the other way. Oh, I'll show you how I would have done it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you show me how you
So, I would cut the top off, cut it in half.
Gone lengthways.
Yeah, then cut it into little strips.
Okay.
Like that. Email in if you know better ways to
chop
chilies. Now, what do you not do when you're chopping a chili?
I'm not sure. Touch your eyes.
Don't touch your willy. But don't do that while.
Don't
do that while cooking. So I'll let you do the other one of them.
Okay.
There's a lot of silences in this.
There isn't. I mean, it's so you know, like long ways, then short ways.
Yeah.
Instead of short ways, then long ways.
Yeah, I just think it works better. But just get your own style, get your own finaz.
You can Ainsley Harriet and dance while I do it, but people can't see.
So this go-to IPA when you smell it, I'm getting a very mangoey. Flavor, smell, things like that from it. So I'm expecting some fruitiness.
Fruity. So what soy sauce did you use? What type of soy sauce?
It is dark soy sauce. It is Armano or whatever. I always go for like a made brand. If you go to the Chinese supermarket and you get some of them like for 12 pence or anything and they just taste of...
They're not as good.
So if you know a cheap, good soy sauce, you could... comment, you could tweet us about it from like the Chinese supermarket, because I am looking for it, because this stuff is not the cheapest. But
sometimes, you know, cheap isn't better. And
no.
If it's better, then you want to use it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because, I mean, nobody wants a cheap prostitute. They want the ones that are, you know, a little bit better than that.
So we're now going to deal with the salmonella chicken. Actually, no, we're not.
I'm going to have some beer.
Yeah, you have some beer and I'll finish the sauce off. So,
the chilli, the soy sauce and the honey is all in that
bag. You put a couple of...
Dibs of
lemon in.
Is that Jif or Safe Lemon?
I don't know. It's not the toilet cleaner, I don't think.
It's not toilet cleaner.
Yeah, don't put toilet cleaner in. Yeah, okay. Mix it all down at the bottom. I didn't put enough soy sauce in that. Loads of soy sauce, loads of stuff. Little bit of cracked black pepper as well.
Oh, here's
so the black pepper. Do you want a
crack? Well, this is rainbow peppercorn. It's not black pepper.
Oh,
rainbow
peppercorns. That's enough. Right, mix that all up. Give it a good...
It looks a bit now like a really dark bag that you get from the fairground with a fish in. You know, if it was see-through, you'd expect a little goldfish in it. This beer's all right.
Right. What you want to do is just give that a taste. We're friends.
I'm not licking it off your finger.
No.
That's just...
If I was doing this for people I didn't know, then I wouldn't just stick my finger in and lick it.
Okay.
But I haven't put my finger up my bot today, so...
Okay. Just round your testicles.
Yeah. So if you want to have a taste of that, you see what it's here. See if you want more chilli in, if it's sweet enough for you and stuff like that.
That's all right.
Sorry.
I mean, my preference is always generally more spice than sweet.
Yeah.
Because I'm a spicy person rather than a sweet person.
Spicy. Yeah, you're not sweet at all. So we've got the salmonella chicken.
I've read in the news that you don't wash your chicken.
No.
Why on earth would you want to wash your chicken? What is on chicken that you might want to wash off?
I don't know.
Salmonella.
Yeah.
Well, because you wash it, that causes the salmonella. Basically, people are morons.
Yeah. So, if you... So, what I've
you
got...
You keep adding more soy sauce.
Yes, because...
You're just not happy, are you?
No. So what we're going to do is we'll use scissors for this because it'll be easier for you being a moron.
Me being a moron?
Yeah.
Why? What are we doing with the chicken? We're not just putting it straight in the back.
So, what you're going to do is, because you could have it like that, but to make it nicer and cook better and so it's more
just
fiddly,
easier to kind
is
of
you just cut, you cut the wings up, the wings have already, the very tip of the wings, the little bit that's got no meat on and it's just...
Yeah.
You then, you've got like the one bit of
the elbow.
The elbow and the yeah.
You've got the forearm and the other bit.
So what you do...
It's like a human arm, you're cutting across the elbow.
Yeah, you're cutting across the elbow. You should get a nice crunch while you're dismembering this poor bird. And then you get two bits. You get like the buffalo-y bits.
And you do this once the chicken's dead, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you just pop it in your bag. In the bag.
Open it up.
I put the bag in a bowl because it then just like thingy's easier. Thingy's easier, it stays
like
up.
That.
Yeah, like that, and then in
oh,
there.
Look at this.
Now, this is a really good dish if you've got like people coming over because you can do this bit the day before and then because it's now going to marinate and sit in there. So you could have this done the day before and then have a pint with them and then just come in the kitchen and then
have a pint with your chicken wings.
Yes. Pint with your friends or whatever, or your enemies if you invited your enemies
that was,
over.
That was more across the pond.
Well, as long as you're getting through it. Do whatever's best, however you cut your wings up best. If you use a knife, if you've got a decent knife. I just haven't got any sharp knives at the minute. And that was on cheaper Tesco's.
I'm feeling like a butcher.
Well, you've been a butcher.
I feel as though I should be going A-up.
A-up, is that what butchers do?
I'm sure all butchers are Yorkshire.
So if you are not a Yorkshire butcher, please email in sharks@formalshark.co.uk. I occasionally check that account.
And the other one is, you know, if you're a butcher, what kind of beer do you like drinking while you're butchering?
Yeah. Is there a particular butcher beer?
Yeah, because maybe we're doing this wrong. Maybe we should be doing, you know, a stout while we're cutting up bits of dead
flesh. Let's butcher with Formal Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about butchers, there's a fantastic shop in Gateshead called Block and Bottle, is it?
Block and Bottle. Yeah, I believe so. I was going to say Block and Tank. Yeah.
That is a fantastic butcher's and bottle shop. So if you want, especially if you want to go in for like your Sunday dinner, or not to get, but to get your bit of meat for your Sunday dinner and then get your beers for your Saturday night. So now we've got all the chicken in there.
I'm just going to wash my hands.
Yeah, we're going to tie it up. And what I'm going to do is put a bowl on the top. So what you can do is just grab the bowl in the fridge and turn it one way to the other.
Okay, so you've tied the bag up completely, and then you're gonna like basically mix it in between two bowls. Push
so every so often, you just go in your fridge and move it from one bowl. Uh-huh. You just turn the bowl.
Just turn it all around, so it looks like a ball.
Yeah, as I said, you can leave that for a day or so if you want.
Well, I mean, probably reasonably as long as you were going to leave your chicken in the fridge.
Yeah, you would definitely leave it. You definitely want to leave it some hours.
Yeah, to let it all marinate and the flavours get inside the chicken.
Yeah.
And become like, juice.
Sometimes I don't bother doing that, but I just make it really saucy.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you experiment with it, and you can bulk this up to be like a million wings if you want. If you wanted to do maybe a wing challenge with your friends, you know, a lot of Wednesdays places have wings. Wings,
so you
Wednesdays.
Could do that at home and save some money.
Yeah, and you could have like a competition leaderboard and stuff like that. I think that would be a cool idea. Yeah? And have Wings Wednesday
just
or Wings
don't
Saturday.
Let you do the leaderboard. because it'll end up too big.
Yeah. So.
So I mean, that was.
That's the main thing of the cooking. I will just explain what's going to happen next, because I don't think people really need to.
But that was an easy dish, It was just honey. Soy sauce, chicken, and a bit of lemon juice.
You'd leave that in there. You'd then decant it into, you'd put your thing in the oven, your pan, what's one of them big pan, roasting tin
roasting
in the oven.
Tin,
your roasting thing in the oven, let it heat up, bring it out, bung all your chicken in. I've currently got it in at oven temperature.
It's about 160.
160, because we're just going to cook it nice and slowly, because we don't want to worry about burning. We want to go and have a laugh, have a few beers, and then come back to it cooked in a however amount of time. And it's cooked when it's cooked. Yeah. No, about half an hour, something like that. If you really want to quickly do it, you could pan fry them, things like that. Very versatile dish, and that's why I wanted to start with it.
Generally, I think the food safety here is ensure your food's piping hot and cooked
thoroughly
before you eat it. If you're giving it your enemy, then give it them whatever colour.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
But
if you want to keep your guests, then don't food poison them.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we will finish off our
it's
beer.
A nice beer.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Just exactly what we wanted for that quick kind of dish.
Yeah, well, that's it. You've got to have a drink something while you're cooking.
I was mainly working and didn't get much drinking, but I'm still further down than you.
Well, yeah, because I've been talking and trying to teach you how to cook.
Right, does this mean I'm going to be a master chef eventually and go on to like the TV shows and be like, I've learned everything from my friend?
Or you can just cook very, very well for your lady friend, your girlfriend.
No.
And she will be like, well impressed. And she'll be like, wow, Bob, I've never known you could have these skills.
No, we can just continue having the microwave meals. They're easy enough. Right.
How much chilli have you got on the floor?
That was you.
That
was Jesus. Right, we're going to clean up and we'll be back in a minute.
Well, we won't be back. We'll be back in another show.
Yes.
You have been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, a Formal Shark production. Written and performed by Phil and Bob. Edited by Phil.